The following program was previously recorded.
Live from the studios here at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining me. And what a celebration on hand. The Omaha Symphony celebrates their 100th season. And with me here in the studios, Danny Meyer, Vice President of Artistic Administration, and also a bass player in the symphony, and Anwar Nasir, who is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
100 years. Anwar, I'll start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about how exciting this season's
this
going to be?
This is such an exciting time for us and for the city. One thing that we know that Omaha is really proud about is its homegrown institutions. And this city has been supporting us for nearly 100 years. Just bringing great music to the community, both on and off the stage. And we're just excited to bring it to everyone.
Danny, as a member of the symphony, how forward-looking are you to this season?
Well, I'm always excited by everything, but I'm especially excited just because this is not only our 100th anniversary season, it's also our music director's final season. And so it's this huge compilation of, one, everything that we can do to celebrate what this orchestra is capable of, but also what celebrating Thomas and the way he's allowed us to grow as an orchestra. So performing repertoire that really, like, just puts that in perspective. We are doing some gargantuan, mammoth pieces across this whole season that are really going to show what this orchestra has become in this 100 years and what we can become in the next 100 years.
And I want to look forward to that, but I want to take just a moment because Thomas Wilkins is truly a legend. That word is not overused when we're referring to him. We were lucky to get him out of Los Angeles and his affiliation with the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Can you talk about that a little bit, Anwar?
Yeah, Thomas is such a national treasure, and I don't say that lightly. You know, he kind of touches every corner of the country, both in his time with the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra, with the Boston Symphony. Also, he's at Indiana School of Music, and he's all over the place, and everyone loves him. There isn't a place that I go or a person that I talk to that does not have, one, a personal story to tell you about Thomas, but also that they just feel like he's just such a wonderful talent, a wonderful human being, and the way that he can really relate the music to everyone is so special, and not every conductor can do that. So we really have a very special place in our hearts with Thomas, and I think that he's left an indelible mark on this community.
Absolutely. Danny, this season, it's unveiling today.
Yes.
So can you give us some highlights? What's going to happen here?
Oh, absolutely. Can I give you highlights? Okay, so we're opening with an all-American fanfare. And by all-American fanfare, we mean literal fanfares, and every single composer is American. We have three living composers on this program. We're starting off with some Joan Tower. She's this ridiculously amazing female composer who's just killing it. We're starting with her fanfare for The Uncommon Woman. We're playing a completely brand new piece by Michael Dougherty that was commissioned specifically to celebrate the Omaha Symphony. It's a yes, exactly. It was written for us to celebrate what we can do. It's going to be phenomenal. We're playing Branford Marsalis is going to join us to play. Yeah. So this is where Thomas basically looked at his list and said, who do I want to come help us celebrate and come help me celebrate? And so Branford Marsalis is joining us to play John Williams' Escapades. And we're going to finish that program with Copland 3, which is one of the...
Aaron Copland, fantastic composer.
I mean,
that's... Quintessentially American.
Yes, and it's a monster of a piece in the best possible sense. So that's one of our huge Masterworks highlights. Again, I'm excited for everything. So every single concert I just hold near and dear to my heart. But we're finishing the season with Mahler's Symphony No. 8, a.k.a. the Symphony of 1,000.
Wow.
Okay, so he literally wrote it, and he was like, how can I fit 1,000 people on stage? We're not going to fit 1,000 people on stage. Every person in the audience would have to be part of that ensemble. But it's this huge way of saying thank you to Omaha with this absolutely momentous work that is just so affirming, and it just makes your cup run over, you know?
That's like, magnificent.
Just fills you with joy. That's how we're finishing up our season.
That is magnificent. Anwar, what would you say to people who may be considering, maybe I'll go to the symphony this year, catch the symphony this year. What would you say about coming to the 100th season?
There's really something on the season for everyone. As Danny mentioned, there's things all across the core orchestral spectrum, but there's also some really fun things for families. We're doing a thing for Peter and the Wolf, which is always fun. There's a couple of good movies in there. We're continuing in the Harry Potter series and the Goblet of Fire. There's also some Star Wars on the program. We also have some interesting tributes for date night. You know, we're doing a tribute to the late great Aretha Franklin. We have Go Now, the Music of the Moody Blues that are on the season as well. There's a little bit of something for everyone. Anyone can find something that is for them in the season. We're actually kicking off the 100th season with a free concert in Turner Park, our thank you to Omaha. So there'll be some very fun things for everyone to get involved in. You can come in, hear the music, hang out, throw out a picnic blanket, and just have a good time with us. Hear some good music under the stars. So that's going to be in September of this year.
He is Anwar Nasir, the Vice President of Marketing and Communication. She is Danny Meyer, Vice President of Artistic Administration. And NPR programming continues right now.